We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Pastor T joins us here on this Friday, and I know, Rain, you had a question for him?
I think a topic that I want to talk about is environment and how it impacts our beliefs and how we think and our actions and our behaviors, and even to the point to where we don't tend to hold each other accountable for certain things. Especially when it comes to violence.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one. What, and our environment, how do you sort of see that?
We don't grow in isolation. We grow in community because relationships are the network for life. You know, and so if we're going to have life, then we should have relationships, because once we do have relationships, those relationships helps us not only to grow through affection and everything else, but it also helps us to grow in accountability. So how do I know if I'm doing wrong unless someone that I am in relationship shares that with me? How do I know that my shirt, I could have a stain on my shirt, on the back of my shirt, unless the person who's walking behind me will tell me there's a stain? Or how do you know, you know, one of the things I say, if my breath is stank, how will I know unless you tell me, you know? And then that way you're helping me out so that when I go and talk to someone else, I don't offend them, or I'm not walking around looking bad, or I'm not walking around with a lack of accountability, with a haughty, prideful spirit. And so environment and relationships are important. So we need to be able to create community so that we can have an environment where these questions that you've asked me, like, for example, you know, what do people come to me for counseling for? Mm-hmm. I'll say all the above.
Yeah.
And there's no real percentage unless there's something really going on. So like right now, with the violence that's within the community, this is the topics of some conversations that I have.
Can I ask a question about changing your environment to piggyback off what Rain was asking? How do I change my environment where I feel everything that I know is all I know?
Well, as I said, we don't grow in isolation. Mm-hmm. We grow in community. And so what we should do is not only change our beliefs and our perspectives. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be able to see the goodness in everything that is going on around us. And so, for example, just talking to you, Tariq, you know, even if I've had a bad day, you and I talking and your smile, which costs nothing, is part of that goodness that'll help my day. Mm. So if we can do those type of things, such as smile more, talk to each other more, if we can do those things to say, here's what I'm going to do to help make my community better. So there was a church that one Sunday went out and cleaned up different areas of the city. And so if we can collectively come together as a community and do things like that, then we can create a great environment for growth, and so that people don't live by what they see, they live by the faith they have to know that we can make a change and create a wonderful environment.
Hmm. So something else that I would like you, because a lot of the stuff that you said is very important. And if I'm someone out there that is, has been impacted by my environment, right? And I'm not going down a path of prosperity. Okay. And say you see that, how would you approach that individual? Because we all know someone like that in our family. We all know someone that is going down a path of destruction. How would you approach them without them feeling like you're coming at them so that they don't completely shut down? Because a lot of times what we see is we attempt to help our loved ones that we know they're headed down a path of destruction. But when we try to communicate with them, and it turns out to be an argument, or you coming at me, or a complete shutdown from their side because they feel like you're putting them down. So how would you approach a situation like that, or maybe a tip or something for someone who may be listening right now that is like, yeah, you know, I do have a cousin that's way. And every time I talk to them, they just shut down, or we get into an argument, then we don't talk. And like you said, then that causes that separation and not community?
That's a very good question. One of the approaches that I use first is I pray. And I pray for wisdom and I pray for discernment. And I pray, when is the correct or the right time that I can approach this person and they will receive what I am saying? Mm. You know, I don't just kick the door in and say, hey, I'm here and I want to talk to you, because then now they get defensive and they feel like, okay, now you coming at me, because they're unwilling to change. But if I pray and I watch and I use discernment, then I'm when the time is right, then I'm able to ask questions. You know, and one of the things, you know, taking it in a, from a biblical perspective, because I'm a pastor, you know, the scripture says that Jesus was a gentleman. And so what did Jesus do? He didn't force anybody to believe in his principles. But what he did, he offered it to them, and then he gave them questions. So it was, well, what would you like? What would you like for me to do? There's a certain parable that talks about the demoniac. And when the demoniac recognized his authority, the demoniac came to him, and Jesus asked him a question. What do you want me to do for you? And so it forced him to be able to speak from the position that he was in. And then Jesus was able to offer assistance and help in order to change his belief and his perspective, which then gave him a purpose. And so now he was able to move from a man that was in a self-destructive type of atmosphere, the graveyard, cutting himself and all of that stuff. He was able to move him from a self-destructive atmosphere to a place where he had a purpose, and now he's able to give life. So it's important to pray and ask God for the wisdom and have the discernment to say, is this the right time to say what I need to say in order for them to change?
Thank you, Pastor.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I appreciate you with your comments and your patience. I think you're mad patient. And I think that's one of the things I wish we had more in the community is patience.
Yeah. And the only other thing I want to highlight is, Pastor T, you said something super powerful that I've just recently learned, is the power of questions. Not just any questions, but you could, I don't like to say right or wrong, but for the sake of argument in this, I will say you have to ask the right questions. And sometimes those questions begin with you. And like you said, in what ways can I help this person? In what ways can I help myself to help this person? And because sometimes we have to start with us first. And like Tariq said, patience. How can I serve in a positive way? How can I serve this person in a positive way?
Yes. And that's the perspective that we need to have, because I tell the congregation, look, I'm preaching to you, but I had to walk through this myself. And before I could tell you, or before I can instruct you in how to handle this situation, then I needed to walk through it myself in order to be able to relate. Now, sometimes I didn't have to, you know, because a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. You know, so there's some mistakes I don't want to have. Let somebody else have those, but let me learn from them. But if we come from that heart and that compassion and that conviction to say, here, I care for you. I love you. I desire for you to change. Or like we say, this station, we're committed to the community. We love our community. So we give information in order to broaden or change perspectives. Why? Because we love our community. And so when we come from that place, then we'll see the change in our environment and be able to create a community.
Interesting. Thank you, Pastor T. You take it easy.
Thank you. Yep.